Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Wayne Henry. You have charged my credit card for a purchase I did not authorize.
Okay, sir, and how much is that charge?
$59.95.
Okay, your zip code, please. I'm gonna pull up that charge to see what you're being billed for.
Okay, 28226.
And you said the last name is Henry?
Last name is Henry, yes.
Okay, your first name, sir?
Wayne.
I found a WayneHenry67 at yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Will you verify the shipping address, please?
5014 Ashford Crest Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28226.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. It shows me here that there was a trial offer for the mini pods and the smartwatch where you paid the shipping and handling fee. You're being billed for each one, and the cost is
$59.95. Actually, when that was offered, those were said to be a free offer if I paid the shipping. So, and of course I did pay the shipping. So I need that charge removed.
Sir, are you able to hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Okay, I thought I lost you there, sir. So with that 14-day trial that you received, you get the 14 days is what it states in the terms of service. After that allotted time, you are billed the full amount.
I dispute that charge. I didn't authorize that charge. I want that charge removed. What is the charge? What is the charge for?
It's for the watch and the pods.
Well, I never received those either. I was getting ready to call my credit card and dispute the shipping charge. I didn't get those. So I don't know.
Shows
I didn't
me
get
a
those.
Delivery on May. It says May the 5th. It was delivered.
It must have gone to the wrong address. I didn't get this. I want that charge removed. I didn't subscribe to that.
Okay, and you said you've disputed the charge?
I dispute the charge. Yeah, I didn't authorize that. So I want you to remove that.
I can't remove
charge.
The charge, sir. What you'll have to do is you'll have to call back in with your financial institute. If you're willing not to dispute, then we can get it refunded. But your financial institute will have to be on the line to do that. So just call them and ask them to make a third-party call for you. When you get them on the line and we are on the line, all you have to state is that you will not dispute the charge so that you can be refunded.
Okay.
I've notated the account, sir, okay? So when you call back in with your financial institute, whoever takes your call will be able to help you.
Okay, do I need to give them any information about you? Because I don't know who you are or anything.
You're going to call the same customer support line. And when you call in, all you need to do is give your name and address, like I verified with you, and just state that you won't dispute the charge so we can get it refunded.
You're saying I call the customer support line of my credit card company.
So you're going to call the credit card company, and then you'll give them the number that you called in today. Our customer support line is a number you'll give them and ask for a third-party call.
All right. I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine.